866-566-5665 or at hornbecklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Welcome back. Monday, The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez. On Friday, we're going to start with what happened on Friday. Out of England, British Home Secretary Priti Patel, in the matter of the Ukraine conflict, she said that Britain is going to lead international efforts to see Russia suspended from the global police agency Interpol. Russia has been working with Interpol for 13, 14 years to make sure that any nuclear weapons of any kind that would be traveling through Europe would be confiscated, found, and any plans to use these nukes in any way, the plans would be thwarted. Well, Interpol announced yesterday, on Sunday, that it's rejected the calls from several Western countries to suspend Russia from its ranks over the conflict in the Ukraine. And then Russian intelligence stated that the Ukraine has been secretly working to build nuclear weapons. And not only did Russia know about this operation, but also the Americans knew about it. Not only did they know about it, but they were also ready to lend a helping hand to the Ukrainians, hoping that the Ukraine nukes would be aimed not at the West, but to the East. This was out of Friday's WhatDoesItMean.com. Then, on Saturday, out of WhatDoesItMean.com, and also other news sources, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, you know, right now what's happening, America is stiff-arming European nations and NATO nations to join it in its plan to destroy Russia. Prime Minister Johnson out of England stated that we have no hostility toward the Russian people. We have no desire to impugn a great nation and a world power. Ukraine has no serious prospect of NATO membership. Ukraine, Zelensky is begging, please, let us join NATO. But the Ukraine has no serious prospect, according to Johnson, of NATO membership in the near future. This is not a NATO conflict, and it will not become one. No ally has sent combat troops to the Ukraine. And then Joe Biden, the administration, revealed that it is in talks with NATO member Poland to send fighter jets to the Ukraine. And it's drafting plans for a Ukrainian government in exile that is going to launch a guerrilla war so Russia will face a fierce and bloody insurgency. The American government continues to provoke. Then Vladimir Putin, he came back and his response was, any nation that's going to try to impose a no-fly zone over the Ukraine is going to be considered a combatant in the conflict. And here at home, teachers who are not presenting to the students, and I don't mean the third, fourth, fifth graders, I mean to the high school students, teachers that are not in step with the mainstream media, the narrative of what's happening in the Ukraine, it's a Russian attack. These teachers are being suspended. In this country, this nation and the European nations, for the most part, are silent about the Ukrainian neo-Nazi movements, the Azov Battalion, and the Bandera Legacy. I was going to present this last week, documentation showing that the United States CIA was, in 1953, began programs in the Ukraine to begin to fund the neo-Nazi, the Nazi movement, the resistance movement, the Bandera legacy, the Bandera fighters, and the nationalists in the Ukraine. The reason being is after World War II, Germany's not the threat. The shift and the threat to the world now became Russia, not China. It became Russia. Immediately, the West had to begin operations to make sure that Russia would never, hoping that Russia would never economically come back to power. Militarily, they didn't want the military to, they were in a Cold War, the war was with Russia. They didn't want Russia to prosper in any way, militarily, economically. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
I may not be a doctor, but I know this. You wouldn't leave your loved one in a box to collect dust and rust for 15 years, but you can do it to your gun. Just let me see it before it hurts the wrong someone. Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith. I've been repairing and cleaning firearms for 15 years. I started My Favorite Gunsmith to make sure your freedom stick goes boom. So if you're having any issues, big or small, shoot me a text, give me a call, 970-776-0258. It's 970-776-0258.
It's very simple. Everybody wants to rule the world. Everybody wants to rule the world. The United States and the European Union did not want Russia to emerge as a global power. Russia took over half of Germany, invaded Eastern Germany. This was a real threat. Still, even though Adolf Hitler was no longer a threat to Europe or to the Western world, Russia was, because now Russia had occupied East Germany. The globalists knew that Russia and Germany, should they ever join together as peoples, they together could rule the world. The Pilgrim Society, as they put their plans into motion to bring Adolf Hitler to power, they knew that the threat would be Russia, and Russia would have to be destroyed. This is why part of the plan that was given to Adolf Hitler was to eventually move the Germans into Russia. They got as far as Ukraine, didn't get any further, still occupy Ukraine to the present day. The plans of the Pilgrim Society, England and the U.S., was to make sure and already set in motion an operation that would keep Russia in check. You had Russia and a group of nations called the Soviet Union. Eventually, right after the time of Jimmy Carter in his second term, was able to break the alliance that Russia had with the other partners. The Soviet Union was disbanded, and you had only Russia. And with the NATO objective was to eventually, quietly, slowly, out in the open, bring these Central Asian nations into the NATO network. North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and then put nuclear weapons in these nations. The closer you got to Russia, the bigger the threat for Russia. Now that Russia is no longer a group of nations, it is solely on its own. Any nuclear capabilities in Eastern Europe is a threat to Russia. This is what this war is about. The Ukraine has been from the 1953 and forward, has been a vassal state, in a sense, an extension of the United States military CIA operations in Eastern Europe, with the intention of, at some point in the future, provoking conflict with Russia, which that operation is now in motion. Russia is not going to allow nuclear weapons. Well, here you have a program already in the Ukraine where the government was secretly working with the Ukrainian government on a nuclear program. Russia has in the last couple of weeks on this program, on my Sunday program, from 9 to noon on Sunday, I have been discussing Russia in the Bible. It is in the Bible. There are two chapters in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39, which talk about Russia at the end of the world, in the latter days, in the last days, at the time prior in the last decade, when Russia would become her at her strong, she will be in shape. She will be more powerful in the last decade, at the early part of the last decade prior to Christ's return, than ever before in her history. Well, this has occurred through Vladimir Putin since 2000 up to the present. In the last 20 years, Vladimir Putin has fulfilled Bible prophecy. Putin, you could say, in a sense, Putin or put in, has been put in by God so that Russia can fulfill her destiny. And in Ezekiel 38 and 39, God said he is going to destroy Russia. He is going to destroy it. God is against Russia, and he's going to put hooks in the jaws of Russia and drag Russia down to the Middle East and destroy Russia in the Middle East, her armies. I believe, if I'm correct, 5/6 of the military might of Russia is going to be destroyed on the mountains of Israel to the east of the Jordan River. 1/6 of Russia's military will, I believe, remain in the Russian region, but eventually Russia itself, God is going to destroy the land. There's going to be conflict in the land of Russia and surrounding nations. What we're witnessing, what the world is witnessing, is Bible prophecy being fulfilled. Oh, we can't stop it. But there is another conflict taking place that's not in view right now. We're watching what's happening in the Ukraine, all that Russia is doing to keep the Nazi movement with the American government. The tool in the Ukraine is an American operation. The operation is through a neo-Nazi, a Nazi, the nationalist army in the Ukraine, funded by America. This is a Pilgrim Society operation. Pilgrim Society is determined to destroy Russia. They cannot allow Russia to continue and continue to emerge as a global power, because it's interfering with the New World Order agenda. They have to destroy Russia. Well, God is going to destroy Russia, but not right now. There's another something happening in secret that the world really is not paying attention to right now. It is American occupation and Russian occupation in Syria. The American military, they do want conflict in the Ukraine. That's a given. They don't want the focus to be American operations in Syria. Russia is presently keeping America, and began to keep America in the Obama administration, from the plans that the United States military has in her occupation in Syria, and the objectives of overthrowing Bashar al-Assad as the president of Syria. If America can take over Syria, America can rule the Middle East. America wants to rule, and the Western powers with America, their intention is to take over the Ukraine. From the Ukraine, they can take over Central Asia. You take over Central Asia, you can control Eurasia from the Pacific to the Atlantic, including China. Once whoever gets Central Asia can control the world. And the globalists have known that. This has always been their objective for the last 100 years, to somehow remove Russia as a power and take over Eurasia, the land of Russia, and the nations surrounding Russia. But down in the Middle East, The second objective is to take over Syria. And eventually, according to the Bible and the prophecies in the Bible, eventually when America does occupy and take over Syria, there's going to be a time where the United States, the plans are going to be to move in American forces, move into Israel, and occupy Israel against Israel's will. That time will come, but not right now. And before Russia, the big Russian war, Russia is just preparing for the war in the Middle East. Before that, Israel is going to have some conflict, and Israel is going to destroy the present city of Damascus. And this will be a skirmish, a war, where Israel is going to be forced to retaliate against Islamic forces from the north, Lebanon, Syria, from the east, Jordan, and from southwest, Israel, in the Gaza Bank. Israel is going to be forced to respond to aggression, attacks, and Israel this time, while everybody's focused on the Ukrainian situation, Israel is going to be successful in the victories over the enemies that have been enemies of Israel since she became a nation, and even before that. That time is going to begin to take, that's going to begin to occur here. It's being set up right now, with the United States possibly beginning to, or once again planning to start buying oil from Iran, means that Iran is going to begin economically, we're going to buy a lot of oil, and this is going to help Iran's economy. Iran is an enemy, but when you're in need, you'll ask the enemy for a cup of sugar or a loaf of bread or, you know, a quart of milk. America's going to work out a deal with Iran, and Israel's not going to be too happy about that. We're going to help the Iranian economy, and we may, the United States, may ease up on the nuclear program, and Israel will not put up for that. And eventually, when Russia decides to invade Israel, Iran will come with Israel. Ancient Persia will come with Israel. This is just a scenario. Now, there is an army colonel, his name is Douglas MacGregor. He revealed that Russia already has obliterated Ukrainian military forces to such an extent that their soldiers have fled into cities. They've taken off their military clothing and are wearing civilian clothing, hiding. Just, that's one of the old techniques. The people in the Islamic world, they wear the headbands, they wear everything until they're about ready to be captured. They take all that off and put on civilian clothing. It's an old technique. So he revealed that the Russian military is deliberately not targeting Ukrainian cities. And he correctly called the Ukrainian President Zelensky a Western puppet. So you cannot hide the truth. You can't. God is not going to allow it. The truth of all things is being brought out into the open. The polarization of the Western nations against Russia has begun. And the psychological operations to demonize Russia have been taking place for years, but they've gone to a new level. We're going to continue in a little bit. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. We'll be right back. 1360KHNC.com podcasts.
Thank you, Pure Blood Mike, for sponsoring Alex Jones, The Present Truth, and Fake News Friday, Hour 2. I'm cold-blooded, I'm
cold-blooded. Is the driveway made of fruit leather, or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Oh, show off!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com. A lot of radio stations boast about having 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Want to tune into a talk show program where the subject matter actually matters and something you want to discuss? Join me, JD, for Swamp Fight, Saturdays from noon to 1, right here on AM 1360.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Yes, the crazy world of Arthur Brown. And when you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. The rulers of the world are sowing to the wind. They're going to reap the whirlwind. Now, there were 50 cargo planes that were carrying military hardware from the United States, from the United Kingdom, Canada, Poland, or they were flying to, carrying military hardware, and also from Lithuania, that landed in Ukraine prior to the start of the Russian operation. But the Russian Air Force has destroyed the their warehouses. Now, in the eastern part of the Ukraine, the troops that went in, the Russian troops that went in, they found what appear to be drug laboratories where combat drugs for Ukrainian Nazi forces were made. Now, there were drugs that were made for these Nazi forces. People that are in their right state of mind fear death. They don't have the psychological will to go into a battle to die. In World War II, the United States government would lace the cigarettes of the American soldiers with chemicals. These chemicals were psychotropic drugs. They affected the brain. They gave you the thought that you were indestructible. The Germans, the Nazis, were giving these drugs to the German fighters, also to the SS, to the German soldiers, to give them a euphoric sense of empowerment. Well, what do you think they just found there in Ukraine, in these laboratories? Drugging up the soldiers. The warfare nowadays is very sophisticated. Too sophisticated. Psychological operations. Drugs. Psychotropic drugs. In the with the Japanese, the kamikaze pilots. I don't know what kind of drugs they were using, but they were fearless. Christ said that everything that is being done in secret will be presented, revealed, brought out into the open so that people will know the truth. This Ukrainian situation is one of the ways in which God is bringing all the info into the light. The plans, I say, I can see, and I look at this operation in the Ukraine, I see the United States pushing harder to bring in a new world order, knowing that Russia is in interfering with the plans of the West. Also, like I had presented last week, whoever wins this conflict is going to be the head of the New World Order, will be the nation that will control the future of the world. Do you think Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, the people, Pelosi, these people, the Pilgrim Society in the UK and in New York, do you think they want Russia to win this battle? If Russia wins this battle and takes over Central Asia, the New World Order plans have ended. They're done. In the future, the scenario would be this. Russia has been under constant attack by the Pilgrim Society since the early 1900s. Do you think that Russia is going to allow Pilgrim Society, the secret society members, the powerful members like the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and their foundations to continue into the future? No. Russia will begin operations to destroy these people, these powerful oligarchs, these satanic, God-hating members of these secret societies. Russia will deal with them. Well, according to the Bible, Russia will not get that opportunity. That will be God's. God will do that. Christ will take care of these societies. One of the things that in the last decade prior to Christ's return, I talk about this on my Sunday program, there will be signs to tell the world, to warn the world that the last decade prior to Christ's return is coming. Evil. Evil will begin to blossom like a rose in the springtime. Evil will be at its peak. It will have matured. That will be one of the signs. And when evil begins to take over the world, the people of the world are going to begin to cry out for justice. In France, in Germany, in Australia, in the nations of the world, the people are protesting. They don't realize they're fulfilling a biblical prophecy. Christ said at the beginning of the last 10 years, because of the evil of the wicked people that have controlled the world, the people of the nations will begin to protest. Or you could say it from a biblical point of view, they begin to cry out for justice. They want justice. There is no justice. They want justice for the, right now, practically, the pandemic. They want justice for the evil that has come in through the pandemic, the vaccinations, the restrictions, the destroying of businesses, economies, lives, and now their children. People will begin to cry out for justice, and God will hear it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Hey listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got little convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got little convoy. It's your beautiful
If you leave this program today, the one thing you need to remember, at the beginning of the last decade, the nations of the world, the people of the world, mankind, will begin to cry out for justice. What is happening in Canada, you have the nation crying out. They want justice. They want justice in the Canadian government against the globalist leader of Canada and all the parliament and the Canadian political, the whole nation, the press. People want justice. In this country, people want justice. And at the beginning of the final decade, the world will become evil. People will begin to wake up. God will make sure that the nations and the people of the world, especially in the world where you have the type of communication that we have, people will see and be able to look at and eventually start to make decisions as to what is real, what isn't real. In spite of the great deception, many people will begin to say, wait a minute, I am suffering. Whether I go along with the narrative of the governments or the governments, I am, my bank account in Canada, homes are being confiscated. Your vehicles for making a living are being confiscated. You're being put in jail. In this country, you go to protest on January 6th, you get put in jail. One segment, a massive segment of American society, is demonized as being anti-American. The Bible says that eventually the world will begin to cry out for justice. Without justice, people lose heart. And this is what's happening internationally. In the Ukraine, the people of the Ukraine, the citizens, are being used as fodder. They are taking the tanks that are used by these Nazis and by the nationalists and the CIA. They're taking these operations into the suburbs. And that's where the conflict is taking place. And who's getting hurt? The citizens. There will be a cry for justice. The world will begin to cry out to God for justice. The Muslim people, God is visiting them. Christ is visiting the Muslim people. Why? Because they're crying out for justice. When Allah won't answer, Christ will. In China, the Uyghurs, there they cry out for some type of justice daily and have been for half a century. This will be one of the signs of the age, of the time before Christ comes. Another sign will be a nation who begins to stand up as an empire. And no matter what the world says, you're not going to stop that empire from moving forward with the globalist hegemonic plans. America is standing up. The world and the Western world is saying, Europe and NATO nations are telling America presently, we're not going to go along with this program. We don't want to be involved in this. We're not enemies of Russia. We don't want the conflict. Russia will hurt us. You know, the hurt that Russia can put on us is a hurt that we cannot live with. The madness, and it's not madness, really. The plans of the American government to cut back and to restrict, to halt oil operations, oil drilling, bringing oil to the market here in America. This is a plan, it's a program It says that Antichrist, he will bring suffering and death to his own people, and he'll be punished for it. Well, we're watching what's happening in this country, and the powers that be in Washington, D.C., you are irrelevant. What you have to say is, you know, unimportant. This would be the condition of the empire that would eventually begin to move into the position to take over the nations. But they've got to move. They've got to remove Russia. Well, they won't remove Russia. God will remove Russia. Now, at the same time, Russia has gone to another system of banking through the digital process, which I wanted to talk about. During the time of the coming Antichrist and the digital system that the world will go to, does it mean that China and all of the sister nations of China, the whole world, is going to be part of that system? I don't believe it will be. I believe China is going to be separate from it, because China has to continue to prepare herself for Armageddon. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE gun show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
See you at the show.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at HornbackLandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at HornbackLandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. Every life we have some.
All right, as we finish out today's program, I want to thank everybody for supporting the program. Thank you. Thank you. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Sunday from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And again, I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Stream all programs streamed at all times daily. Podcasts for programs are 1360khnc.com for all the hosts. Now, I'll finish out with Vladimir Putin was put in. He is in the Bible. Russia is in the Bible. America is in the Bible. Conflict at the end of the world would be between the nation that is pushing for world hegemony and Russia. Russia will not be destroyed in the Ukraine, or in that where she is as a homeland. She'll be the military. Russia's military will be destroyed in the mountains of Israel. The hidden operations of the United States government are right now in Syria, being hidden by the conflict in the Ukraine. There is no press on the operations and what America's doing in Syria. There is no press. There's nothing coming out about it. America, the only thing that's coming out of the Middle East and involvement with America is the possibility now that the United States is going to buy oil from Iran. That is not going to make Israel happy, because it's going to give Iran finances to recover economically and go forward with her nuclear programs. Israel won't put up with it. At the same time, Iran will have the finances to once again fund all of Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIL, ISIS, or the other Daesh, all of the other Muslim anti-Israel terrorist organizations. Once again, Iran will have the finances to purchase weapons and supply the nations surrounding Israel. This is what's going to happen, I believe, very shortly, within the next, I don't know, I think just one day there's going to be a little bit of a conflict, and the next day we're going to have war in the Middle East. And Russia, according to Ezekiel 39, I believe, and 38, the two chapters about Russia, Russia has to prepare herself. She's not ready yet. Russia is in the preparations for preparing herself militarily, but she's not completely ready. I think with all of the military weapons going into the Ukraine, I believe that's going to be used by Russia when she comes into Israel. We are supplying and helping stock Russia, supply her for the coming war. So, we'll be back tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Have a wonderful day. And we will talk again tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Bye for now.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
How would you like some free advertising? Free! Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnson.